So this is funny because I have a crippling fear of public speaking. So, and when I was 27, I left a long-term toxic relationship, and so I spent 2 years doing some soul-searching, if you will. And at the end of that second year, I went to visit my sister in college. She's 7 years younger than me, and we went to a party, a friend of hers. She was on a break from her boyfriend at the time, and I think this person who was hosting the party was trying to court my sister. And he was hosting a party for his 22nd birthday, and it was called Green Eggs and Graham. His name was Graham. And and so here I am, almost 29, at this weird college party. And and I see my sister makes out with this guy at one point. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And then the night goes on. I have some drinks, and I find myself sleeping on the floor in this person's bedroom while my sister sleeps in the bed with this man, boy, Graham. And so that was that night. I know they didn't hook up because I was there on the floor in the bedroom. Not a place you want to find yourself at 29 years old, but, you know, I was living my best life, and So a couple weeks after that, my sister and I go to Florida to visit my aunt, and we're laying in bed together, and we're both texting this guy, Graham. And she says, you know, I'm going to get back together with Tim, but wouldn't it be funny if, like, you ended up with Graham, because he's really cool, and if you married him, then he would always be in my life. And I'm like, that's unlikely to happen. But fast forward to that May, this was March, and so May, I go back to her college campus and to another party, maybe at Graham's apartment, I can't recall, and that night I hooked up with Graham. So so I was like, Graham might be my person. And then I go back the night that, you know, they graduate, I go up for her graduation, I end up again at Graham's apartment, we hook up again. And so I thought, well, maybe there's something here. And I guess a few months after that, we solidified our union, decided we were going to be exclusive. And here we are 12 years later. We have 3 young children. He's 7 years my junior. And that's not so common when, you know, the woman is the elder in the relationship. So tonight, hearing these stories, I thought, you know, I guess I have a story that I want to share. And so thank you for receiving it. Thank you.